Hello, everyone. I'm Elizabeth. I am the lead Packstall developer for Rhino Linux. This is my first time at FOSDEM, and I'm really excited to be here and to give this talk. So thank you, everyone, for coming here and everyone on the live stream. And we're all really excited and honored to be the first talk of the day in the community room.
Hey, everyone. I'm Adam. I'm the founder and desktop lead for Rhino Linux. I'm so excited to be back here at FOSDEM giving another talk. We aren't here today to talk about the technical side of Rhino Linux, but rather the personal side, some of the challenges we face as a team of young developers, and hopefully we'll have some lessons to take away from this. But before that, there's still one more person who needs to introduce themselves.
And I'm Oren, and I'm the systems lead for Rhino Linux. This is now my third year in a row giving a talk at FOSDEM, and like the others, I'm quite excited to be back on stage. As Adam said, this isn't a talk about the technical side. Instead, we want to retrace the human side of Rhino Linux and how we learned to build a team of young developers, as well as what this project has continually taught us along the way about maturity, communication, and sustainability. We recognize that our talk may not apply universally to broader burnout and developer culture, rather as a demonstration of our specific case and how we have worked to overcome it. However, we do still hope that the lessons we have learned along the way can, in part, translate to that broader scope. Before we fully begin, I'd like us to give a brief overview about who we are as developers and how we ended up in this space together.
Yeah, so my background stems from full stack web development. I was 12 when I designed my first website, and that began my journey tinkering in and around the web space. Eventually, I made the pivot from solely front-end development to full stack and continued to learn and try to master my skills in that space, an endeavor that seems to be impossible with a new framework releasing monthly. It was around 2020 that I developed serious aspirations to move into full stack development as a career and began working towards that goal ever since. Coincidentally, 2020 was also the year that I discovered Linux, which kickstarted another obsession of mine. I began to play around as much as I could with Linux in my spare time, and my exploits eventually led to me creating my very first distribution, the eventual predecessor to what became Rhino Linux. And for more on that history, you should revisit our FOSDEM talk from last year. QR code on screen.
So I got into Linux in 2013 when I was 8, when my dad got me a Raspberry Pi. I wanted to play Minecraft like everyone else in my grade, and I didn't really know what a computer was, and it technically is a computer, so I used it. Eventually, I started writing scripts in Sonic Pi, which is how I got into programming in the first place. And then around 2018, I got a full desktop computer that I continued customizing and writing as much as I could. And then in 2020, I was bored one day, and how most projects start with being bored, I just decided to write something. So I decided I was going to write a package manager in Bash, or at the time I called it a pseudo package manager, which eventually turned into Packstall. And then I came to Rhino Linux through working with Adam on his predecessor distribution, Rolling Rhino Remix. And when it came time to deprecate that in time, for Rhino Linux, Packstall formed the core package manager of it as a source of distribution upgrades with our Rhino meta packages.
And finally, I was born with a keyboard in my hands. My father is a professor at MIT and had me as a test subject from very early on. He created the education-oriented programming language Star Logo TNG alongside Mitchell Resnick, which influenced Mitchell to invent the far more familiar block-based language Scratch. And so as such, I was one of the very first kid users of Scratch, and it massively influenced how I view and interact with code. Much of my coding, regardless of the language, feels very much block-based under the hood. I built my first PC with my father at around 5 or 6 years old and gave my first talk at a conference with him at 10. And because of the environment that I grew up in, I've been using Linux for a majority of my life and have always seen it as just another operating system. And that first custom build ran Linux Mint, and like Elizabeth, I've worked on many iterations of the Raspberry Pi. As such, and as I have mentioned in my previous talks at FOSDEM, I have a very long-term affinity for Ubuntu, and I've always been a tinkerer, finding great joy in putting software where it shouldn't necessarily be. And this drive is what initially brought me to Rhino Linux, where at the time I had been working on porting Ubuntu Touch to the PinePhone Pro.
So, from the moment we announced Rhino Linux to our initial release 10 months later, we worked at an incredibly fast pace, developing most of our applications, workflows, and roles very early on as the scope of Rhino Linux expanded rapidly. And we mistook our speed for progress because we were getting the job done, so we didn't really bother to check up on each other or document our work. And as such, communication between each other was minimal since we didn't end up crossing the boundaries of our core roles that much. So we could only assume that everyone else was doing the work and just continuing on with it. And the car was technically on the road, but and going in the right direction, so we didn't really bother to check if anyone actually had their hands on the wheel.
We were all students and teenagers at the time with no real responsibilities, and with a lot of free time on our hands, we kept saying yes to more bold ideas. We were cruising on borrowed time until the moment came when we actually had to manage our work-life balance with Rhino. In retrospect, this was one of our biggest pitfalls as we designed our processes and pacing around the environments that we were living in at the time as students. We didn't know how bad our system was and how unmaintainable the pace we adopted would actually become. We had no reference for what a functional development team looked like and no real plans besides the present. We just had to ship the damn thing and deal with the fallout another time.